Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Release Your Power Show. I am your host, Lalisa J. Williams, the E-Power Coach. This is a motivational show. This is a tool to help you with leadership, management, employee issues, professionalism, and professional development. You can tune in each week to this show on Tuesday mornings at 8 o'clock. We are here to motivate you, to inspire you, to train you, and to encourage you on strategies that will help you attain to your highest level of performance at work, at home, and in your community. So get ready, get motivated, and release your power. Now today, our topic is how to be effective at being assertive. What exactly is assertiveness? And how big of a problem is it today? These are some things that we're going to talk about today. What is assertiveness? How big of a problem is it? And then what can a person do to fix that problem? Because that's really what it boils down to as it relates to problems. We're not going to stay stuck in our inability to fix them, but we are going to look for ways to fix them. That's why I'm here as your coach. I want you to be successful on your job, in your career. You might be an entrepreneur. You may be a CEO. You might be the head of a department. You may be the head of several departments. You may be a branch manager. You may be a director, executive director. You may be the employee who is looking to get promoted. This is a topic that I found to be important. Now, this is assertiveness. What is assertiveness? How did I come about to talk about this topic? It's not one that you hear people talk about a lot. It's not one of the more, you know, sexy topics that people want to talk about today. But yet it is something that everybody needs to know about, especially if you're in the workplace and if you're trying to grow your communication style, if you're trying to grow your interpersonal skills, if you're just trying to grow on the job. Some people don't even realize that some of the reasons that they did not get that promotion, some of the reasons that they were skipped over for the promotion is because of their lack of assertiveness. And it's almost like that dirty little secret that some companies have. They don't want to talk about it. They sweep it under the rug. You know, it's like in a family. You know, every family has that dirty little secret that they never want to talk about, but yet it destroys the family. Like nobody wants to talk about so-and-so's drug problem or so-and-so's sexual problems, and they just eat away generation after generation, child after child, family member after family member. And this is how it is in some companies. They don't talk about it. They don't talk about the problem that it is within the organization with the managers and the leaders. You know, upper management, a lot of times they realize that this is a problem, but they are afraid to discuss it. But we're not afraid to discuss it here on the Release Your Power show. As a coach, it is my job to make you the best that you can be in all areas. So sometimes I have to go and get those little topics that nobody else wants to talk about and then to talk about it. You know, everybody wants to tell you how to be a leader, but you're not going to be a very effective leader if you have this little dirty problem, this little secret problem that, you know, you don't want to discuss or nobody wants to talk about. And that is the problem of the lack of assertiveness. Now, some people have confused assertiveness with aggression, with aggressiveness. A person thinks that if they're aggressive, that they're being assertive. But the two are not the same. And so we're going to also talk about that a little bit as well in today's show. Now, let's get to the meat of this. What is assertiveness? Well, I've done some research, and the research shows that assertiveness is a core competency, and it lies within the spectrum of emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence, if you remember, is pretty much how stable, how secure, how confident you are at work, how you're able to speak positively and clear about your feelings and what you're thinking and what you're saying, how you're able to handle your emotions at work. And especially for women, you know, it hasn't been much of a problem for men at work. It has been more, the lack of assertiveness has been more of a problem for women because of just some basic values in our society that say that men should be in charge and that men should take control and that women should be more subservient. And so from growing up, you know, once we grow up with these beliefs and these value systems, then we've taken them into the workplace, and it's harder to get rid of, especially when the workplace doesn't really have an outlet to teach on this topic, or there's no real training in the workplace, because remember, it's that dirty little secret that nobody wants to admit in front of an audience or a crowd that they lack assertiveness. And so this format, being like a teleseminar, being online where you can listen to the tape, you can replay it, is a place where you can come and get the teaching without anyone knowing pretty much who you are. You can be anonymous, but you don't want to be trapped in this lack of being assertive. It's more than just you not wanting to speak up. It's more than you not having, you know, that ability to speak clearly about what you want, not being able to say no. It really can hurt the organization as a whole, especially when you have managers who are not assertive enough to speak to their employees about behaviors that the employee is not demonstrating. When you have employees that are supposed to follow certain rules and regulations, employees who are, you know, supposed to perform certain tasks are not doing it, you have to be able to speak up. You have to be able to talk to that employee and to be assertive. And so according to just the basic definition of assertiveness, that it is the ability to express your feelings and your beliefs and your thoughts, and also to defend your right in a non-destructive manner. And see, that's where it differs from aggression, because aggression a lot of times is a destructive manner. Sometimes when you're being just aggressive, you're tearing someone down. You are belittling someone. You are making that person feel less than a human being. That's aggression. Well, that's not assertiveness. Assertiveness is when you're able to express your feelings, express your beliefs, what you believe in, what your thoughts are, in a non-destructive manner, and that you're also able to express what you're feeling. See, some people lack assertiveness because even if they were to try to express their feelings, it would be like they would blow up. And this is a problem. I know this problem firsthand. This is a problem that I myself suffer with for a long time, the lack of being able to express my feelings and beliefs and my thoughts in a non-destructive manner. And so I can speak firsthand about the feelings of the lack of assertiveness, how it makes you feel, how it devalues you as a human being. You know, assertiveness, or the lack thereof, the lack of assertiveness is really heavily attached to low self-esteem. When we suffer from low self-esteem, we are not going to be assertive. If you know, people who have low self-esteem are not going to be assertive. But then there are also times when we are assertive in one area, but not assertive in another area. And that would be imbalance, and we don't want that. We want to be well-rounded. If we're assertive at home, we want to be assertive at work. We want to be assertive in the community. We want to be assertive as it relates to our friends. So we want to be well-balanced. And we, as leaders, we may be great at planning. We may be great at goal setting. You know, some leaders are great at setting a goal and going about it. Some leaders are great at, you know, analyzing a problem or a situation. But very, very, very few leaders, you know, may suffer from this problem of being assertive. And again, that's why we're talking about it today. It's comprised of three elements. Assertiveness is comprised of three elements. It's the ability to accept and express your feelings. You have to accept how you're feeling. If you're having a bad day, you accept that. If you're feeling a little bit off balance that day, you accept that. It's also the ability to express your beliefs and your thoughts openly, even when it is emotionally difficult to do so. And one coach by the name of Eileen Chadnick, she calls that a courageous conversation. When you have thoughts are openly, and then when it's emotionally difficult to talk about what you feel, okay, so you have to be courageous at the conversations that you have. Also, it's the ability to stand up for your personal rights without being aggressive or abusive. You see, it's not the same. Being assertive is not the same as being aggressive or abusive. Because when you are aggressive, then you are abusing someone, you're tearing someone down, you're putting someone down. That is not the same as assertive. Assertiveness is the ability to express your feelings, your beliefs, and your thoughts, and to defend your rights in a non-destructive manner. And that's the key. You see, that's a personal, that is an interpersonal communication style that you definitely want to have. You want to have that style. You want to be able to be effective at being assertive. As we said today for the show, how to be effective at being assertive. That's our topic for today. You want to get to the heart of your assertiveness or the lack thereof. Now, there are many things that can cause you to not be assertive. You know, things that happened to you as a child. Maybe you were a child that went through a lot of intimidation. Maybe you were a child that went through abuse in some sort of way. This can stay with you, and then you become an adult, and then you fear others, or you fear saying no to people. You know, if this happens to you, that could be a great indication that you are not assertive. Do you hate saying no? And sometimes we hate saying no. Why? Because we want to please other people. You know, do you want to, you know, sometimes people, you know, we say yes to them, but it's really infringing on our own time management. When you have a staff under you, you know, you have to say no sometimes. When you are a staff member and you're always saying yes, but yet you're overworked, and then you become what? You become stressed out. You're under a lot of pressure. This is a big problem, I'm telling you, in the workplace. It's like the dirty little secret that people don't want to talk about. And what about those managers who fear their employees under them? They so want to impress everyone. They want everyone to think that they're the greatest because they never say no. But at the same time, they're hurting that employee because that employee is not learning from their mistakes. And it can also hurt upper management when it is time to promote that person to another department and you never, you know, you weren't upfront and clear about that person's shortcomings or where that person was poor in their performance because you were afraid to confront them. Now that person moves on to a different department because the record shows and their employee file doesn't show any, you know, problems or concerns or issues. Now the new manager gets that person and sees that that person has a lot of issues. You see, it can cause problems in the workplace in that format. It could also be a problem in your workplace because all the other managers, you know, could be the type where they're not assertive and the employees are, you know, used to that and they become, you know, accommodative to that. But then when you come in and you're assertive, now the employee is upset with that person and it can just cause a lot of problems in the workplace that don't need to be there. But you don't have to give up hope. There is hope. There is a way that you can learn to be assertive. It is a training tool. It is a way to do it. There's much research that has been done. There are books. You can go online. You can just Google the words assertiveness at work. You can Google the words managers and being assertive. And you can pretty much, this is not a hard thing to do. You can train yourself on how to be assertive. And you can find out, there are quizzes you can take. You can take a little quiz or a survey to determine if you are assertive or not. Now, according to one coach that I tuned into her website, these are some of the questions that she said that you can reflect on just to determine your own assertiveness. She says, can you identify specific instances in your work where you felt held back because you haven't asserted yourself? And what was the cost of not asserting yourself in those situations? Did you lose a promotion? Did you not get your work done on time? Did you lose time at work because you were so stressed out? What was the cost of not asserting yourself? Did it cause you to feel bad? Because what happens is once we don't assert ourselves and people then take advantage of us, it lowers our self-esteem. So whatever self-esteem level we come into the workplace with, over time, that self-esteem is being lowered as we refuse to assert ourselves. Now remember, we said assertiveness is when you can describe and when you are able to express your feelings and your beliefs and your thoughts, and you can defend your own rights in a non-destructive manner. That's the key. And we said that assertiveness is a core competency within the spectrum of emotional intelligence. Okay? So you want to be well-balanced at work. You want to have your emotions in check. You want to get promoted. You want to go to the next level. You want to be viewed as someone who is confident, someone who can speak up for themselves. You know, when we were growing up, this would be likened to being called a scaredy cat, you know. Some of you know that term. I don't know if they use that term anymore. But it's you're basically afraid of your own feelings. You're afraid to speak up. Sometimes it's because we don't want anyone to dislike us. You know, we don't want anyone to reject us. You know, it's like what some parents do with their children. They don't want to say no to their children because they don't want to face the various facials that they will get. Sometimes the facial nonverbal language is a lot worse than if they were to speak verbally against us. And as parents, we've seen the results of what that can do to a child when you lack assertiveness as a parent, and that child walks all over you, and it makes it bad for the child. And the same thing happens at work. So you can use what we're saying here at work or at home. It doesn't matter. You know, it's all the same. And when we see people who are very confident, you know, we admire them. Well, guess what? You can have that too. You don't have to just admire someone who's able to speak up. You can speak up for yourself. I can speak up for myself. I can tell people how I feel in a non-destructive manner. Now, you may know people in your job who are very aggressive. You don't want to be like them because they're tearing people down. But you're actually tearing people down also when you lack assertiveness. You're not helping anyone, okay? So you might ask yourself things like, do you have an opinion or a feeling that differs from others, but do you tend to shy away from voicing your opinion? Do you take a stand and articulate what is important? or do you just stand back and keep quiet? How do you feel about speaking up on issues that might involve a conflict? You know, some people do what I did for years and years, is avoidance. You know, we just avoid the situation. We avoid a conflict. Do you know there are a lot of people on the job who could be making more money, who could have a more satisfied career, who could get the promotions, but they won't go up for promotion because they don't want to be a manager over people because they want to avoid conflict. Can you believe it? How sad that is, how unfortunate that is. Also, you might want to ask yourself, are you able to set and enforce boundaries for yourself in terms of how you want to be treated and respected? You know, there are a lot of coworkers and family members sometimes, but definitely coworkers who will just, for no apparent reason, always overstep your boundary of how you want to be treated. You may want to be treated, let's just say you are a person that you don't use curse words, but you around coworkers who are always cursing. Every 5 minutes, a curse word is coming out of their mouth. But what do? Do you speak up for yourself? Or do you just shrink back? You know, you want to be assertive to tell the person how you feel, but you want to be careful because you don't want to be destructive. So you want to be able to tell them. And so at that point, we use I statements. And so we talk about how it makes me feel, you know, instead of just saying, you know, you. You want to talk about I in that instance. Okay, so, but what you have to do in order to be assertive, to increase your assertiveness, you're going to have to do something. I mean, that's like with anything. You want change, you have to change. You know, there's no such thing as change until you change. You have to make a change, which means you have to do something. And the first thing you have to do is you're going to have to move out of your comfort zone. And that's not easy. You know, we get comfortable with things. We don't want to stay there. We don't want to move. What we're talking today about, being assertive, how to be more assertive at work so that we can be that well-rounded employee, that well-rounded leader, that well-rounded manager, and the well-rounded employee. If you're new to the employment force, to the workforce, then you want to come out the gate being assertive. You don't want to get trapped in this, you know, scaredy cat mentality. And we said that a lot of companies, this is a dirty little secret, so you're probably not going to learn this at work. There's probably not going to be a workshop on how to be assertive. You have to learn this on your own. So that's why I'm here helping you as your e-power coach. You can always call me. My office number, 908-432-1853. You can go to my website, lilisajwilliams.com. lilisajwilliams.com. Yes, and so that's how you can get in touch with me. You can go to my website. If you want coaching in this area, I will be glad to coach you because you have to develop these new habits. That's simply what you must do. You have to develop habits of being assertive. And so you have to, you know, change. You have to be uncomfortable for a while. You have to do something different. And it's a form of communication. And so one of the things you have to do is you have to become self-aware of how you are communicating. So I'm going to give you what I've found that definitely works. And again, you can get this right off of the internet, and you can read about it on the website. You can put in the name Eileen Chatnick. This is what she has identified, and she's an expert in this area, and she's been out there working. And so this is what you can do to become more assertive so that you are not that scaredy cat at work. You're not somewhere letting people take advantage of you because you're afraid to speak up, because you're afraid to lose friends or to lose faith. And again, hello and welcome to the Release Your Power show. We have about 5 more minutes, so I want to give you these points. The first thing you want to do is you want to tune in to your inner self, to your feelings, to your beliefs. That is the first thing that you want to do. You want to acknowledge that you have your own feelings, that you have your own beliefs, okay? You want to validate your own perspectives. And so You want to start paying attention to the moments when you have this opportunity to assert yourself. You know, it might be your opinion or your idea. It may be in a meeting. You may be in a meeting at the workplace. You may be in a meeting in your community. It may even be within your family. But you want to look at the times when you have an opportunity to be assertive and then you fail to do so. And maybe even keep a journal. I'm going to suggest that you keep a journal and write it down, maybe for about a week. And just write down when you noticed there were times for you to be assertive and you weren't. Now, it could relate to your pay. You know, some people don't want to ask their supervisor for more money. And sometimes it's tied to a lack of assertiveness. And remember we said in the beginning of the show that assertiveness and aggression are not the same. So definitely you might want to go back, those of you who are just tuning into the show, you want to go back and listen to the archives on this show because we've been talking about being assertive, how to be assertive at work. Now, the other thing you want to do is identify any limiting beliefs that you might have that prevent you from expressing yourself. And again, these could be things that happened to you as a child. You know, maybe you grew up in a household where somebody taught you don't rock the boat, or, you know, you may feel that you don't have credibility. You may feel you don't have the level of education, or, you know, you might feel that you don't have the experiences that another person has. So there could be legitimate reasons why there is a lack of assertiveness. And all we're saying is that we can correct that now, okay? We can make a change so that we can go higher in our professionalism, so that we can improve and become more empowered at work. Another thing that you might want to do is before you speak up, you want to think about how you want to show up in the conversation. And like we said, you want to have your opinion, you want to be able to put forth your ideas, and you want to do them in a manner that is non-destructive. And greetings to you, Prophetess D, and welcome to the show. We're on our last 2 minutes. We've been talking for the past half hour about this dirty little secret that many companies are not talking about, and that is when they have managers and other leaders in the company that lack assertiveness. They won't speak up. They won't challenge the employees. They won't correct employees' behaviors. Sometimes it's because of fear. They don't want to say no. They want people to like them. They want to please everyone. But it can be a drain to the organization. It also hurts the employee that you're not correcting, because now that person thinks that everything is going great with them. And then when they're ready for a promotion, and then when upper management says, well, no, then that person's probably going to be upset, the same way children do. Some children, when you after a while, they say, you know what, Mom, Dad, you didn't help me by not helping me to be stronger and helping me to look at my issues. Okay, so those are three main things that you want to do. You want to tune into your inner self. You want to be able to express yourself without attacking someone. And you want to also, before speaking up, you want to think about how you want to commit to the conversation. As women, we definitely want to focus in on this, because sometimes in the workplace, we're not assertive. And I was doing some research, and one of these sources that I found, it said that one of the ways you can tell if you lack assertiveness when you speak is that when you speak, does the end of your sentence get louder? If the end of your sentence gets louder, that's an indication. That's a nonverbal that you lack assertiveness. And so they say what you can do is practice letting the end of your sentence get lower. And that is a sign that you're assertive. So little simple things that can hinder you from that promotion, that can hinder you from really being taken seriously. And I can see that, you know, this is a topic that I definitely will talk about again, because there are so many, many more things we can talk about. But we want you empowered. We want you to be the best that you can be. And low self-esteem, remember, low self-esteem is really attached to the lack of being assertive. And it is a problem in the workplace, and a lot of people are not talking about it. Again, it's like that dirty little secret that they don't want to talk about. It's almost like the family who didn't want to talk about Uncle Johnny's drug habit or, you know, Sister So-and-so's, you know, sex problem or whatever. It's a dirty little secret. But you know what? It's been exposed today. I'm going to continue to expose it so that people can have health and wealth and wholeness in every area of your life. I'm your e-power coach, LaLisa J. Williams, and that is our show for today. We'll see you back here next week, and possibly we'll do part two of how to assert yourself, how to be more assertive. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Be empowered. Glad you tuned in to the show, and you can certainly listen to the archives to hear the entire show on being assertive at work. And this has been the Release Your Power Show. Have a great day.